Good morning. We spent the whole year, Baruch Hashem, learning Baba Kama. And if there's one thing we should all take away from Baba Kama, is that we all know there's an axe. It starts off being very nice and tame and timid and quiet and sweet and kind. And then it goes ahead and it slams into somebody. And then another day it goes and slams into another person. And then another time, another person, and there's something called a mu'ad. And we learn from here, halacha, when you repeat something three times, that is the minimum number required for what we would call consistency, for what we call tamid, hasmada, or hergel. And not only does it identify you as now a whole new person, this is a wild ox. It's not a tame ox anymore. It also creates a new nature within the axe to now become a wild axe. We could do this with ourselves and anything that we want to acquire in our souls, a talent, a skill. You want to develop an interpersonal relationship in a certain way that's kind, generous, and nice to people. What you have to do is you need consistency. And the more consistent you are with something, the more it gets into your bones. Somebody plants a seed into the ground, and then he keeps on checking up on it. Every once in a while, he uncovers the seed, takes a look. Ooh, did it germinate yet? Oh, let me put it back in. Oh, is it getting enough nutrients? Let me put it back in. Sometimes you have to let things sit and percolate. When you're kind numerous times, when you're generous numerous times, when you sit and you learn to the last minute of your class or your seder numerous times, you become a masmid. Those things develop within the skills. And this is what it says in Pirkei Avos, Hakol lefi rov hamaisa. Your entire definition of a tzaddik or a rasha simply depends on how often and consistent you are in doing the right or wrong things. If you're doing something wrong, break up the cycle. Make sure it doesn't happen on a consistent basis. Often, once, twice, three, or Shmuel Bar Yochai used to say, if you have trouble waking up for chakras, make sure it's not 3 days in a row. Interrupt the hasmada. And when you're doing the right thing, make sure to keep the hasmada going. Thank you.